The following presentation was recorded live at the River Worship Center in Warsaw, Indiana. We now join the message already in progress.
Amen. The Lord is good.
Yes.
He's awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a jealous God though. He's a righteous God.
Come on.
He has an expectation that when you say yes to Jesus, He's expecting you to be all in. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
God is good. But he's so good that he's not going to let the evil in.
Come on.
Hello?
Yeah.
So we have a problem because in this day and age, people like to water down the Word of God and make it fit everybody. And the problem is we're supposed to realign our lives to fit the Word of God.
Amen.
Hello? Not change the Bible to fit our lifestyles. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Amen? So we're going to get in the Word because I hope you got something Sunday.
Amen.
Amen? And those watching, God bless you. Those are watching tonight. I'm glad that you tuned in. If you're living outside of this area, God bless you that this resource is still available to you, because there's some that are trying to distract. There's some that are trying to make it difficult to broadcast. There's some that are trying to manipulate. And you may not always have this broadcast, so I want to encourage you to get in the house of the Lord if you can, if you're here in this area. And this coming fall, let me tell you, there's a teaching coming. You want to get in to what's going on with the river. Amen? We're doing a special teaching, and we're going to wake some things up in us. Amen? The Word of God says, "Arise, O sleeper." It's time for us to arise and stand up.
Yeah.
Amen? The devil has had his way too long. I told you that on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his way over our minds,
yeah,
over our families, over our finances.
Come on.
And it's time to rebuke him and let the Lord have his way. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. So tonight I want you to think of these words. It's the title for tonight's teaching. First one is, hang on. Stand strong. Go forward. How many of you can say that with me? Hang on. Tell your neighbor. Look at someone. Hang on.
Hang on.
Stand strong.
Stand strong.
Go forward.
Go forward.
Now, isn't that the mission of a Christian? To hang on in faith, believing that when God says He's going to do something, you can stand on that.
Yes.
We hang on to the Word of God we talked about on Sunday. Hang on to prayer. Hang on in faith, believing.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on to this very Word. The promises of God are yes and amen. Standing strong on what you believe.
Yes.
Going forward, not going backwards.
Come on.
We don't want to be like those at the Red Sea where they had their eyes on the past and keep going backwards, because God's taking us somewhere forward. And He's opening up the door, if you can see it in the Spirit. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of junk going on right now. There's some bad things going on right now. And if you can't stand on this very Word right now, you're going to have trouble. Amen?
Amen?
So, let me tell you, you won't go forward if you're not standing strong and you're not hanging on to the Word.
Come on.
You'll have trouble sharing the gospel, sharing your testimony. The Word of God says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You will have trouble going forward if you're not standing on what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have trouble standing strong if you're not hanging on to what God says. And if you're hanging on to the world still, you're going to have even more trouble.
Yeah. Amen.
So you must decide first what we're going to hang on to.
Oh,
that just got deep. What are we going to hang on to? The past? Or stretch and press for the future? It's up to you. Because there's been too much driving in the rearview mirror. Come on, huh? We're going to have some church tonight? You want to be encouraged? Because think about where you're at and where you want to go. You can't get where you want to go if you're looking like this. No different than you can drive forward if you're looking at your phone trying to drive your car down the road.
Right.
What's going to happen to you? You're going to go into the ditch. You're going to hit the rumble strips.
Yeah, come on.
Anybody remember a message about rumble strips years ago? You'll find yourself drifting to the right. You'll find yourself drifting to the left. And we talked about on Sunday about getting right in the middle of God's will for your life. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not talking about His permissive will. His permissive will lets you hit the rumble strips if you like. I don't like them too well. Because you know by the rumble strips, you know what's by the rumble strips? Potholes. You know what happens when you hit the potholes? You need a new alignment. Might need a new rim. Might break a tire. So get in His perfect will. It's much safer. And you'll like it much more. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm planting seeds already because we talked about on Sunday in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. The Word of God says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Did you catch that last part? But God. I would go reach somebody, but. I would go do this, but. I'm thinking this, but. We need to get that but out. Get rid of self and get our eyes focused on God. Amen? If you're going to reach somebody, it's time to change directions. Amen? You're going to have trouble sharing the gospel if you're going backwards because your witness speaks. Your actions speak louder than your words. Amen? Come on. Come on. So will you keep going forward? Amen? Are you ready to go forward? Maybe you haven't gone forward yet. Maybe you're still trying to make up your mind whether to go back to the bricks and the straw or go to the promised land.
Uh-oh.
Which one do you want?
That's a good word.
I want what God has for me. Amen?
Amen?
Ah, God's good. So we start off in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, but then we moved into 2 Samuel 23 and 9. You guys can have open up your Bibles if you'd like. As I'm going to begin reading in 2 Samuel 23. And it's amazing how the Lord keeps showing things in our life about standing strong because there's an enemy who's trying to take what we got. And you can either let him keep taking or you can take a stand and say, no, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So, in verse 9, 2 Samuel 23, verse 9. It's talking about David's mighty warriors. How many of you want to be a mighty warrior for the Lord? Amen. Well, I'll keep preaching. Maybe I can get a few more by the end of the service. Because I want to be one that leaves a legacy. I want to be one who stands strong. I'm tired of the enemy taking what God has given me.
Amen.
Hello? You're like, well, what's the matter with you? What you mean you haven't had something that God has said to you or something you've really felt was important to you and then somebody tried to take it or tried to mess with your head or mess with your calling or mess with who you are? Or you had those seeds and those doubts, those fiery things that come in and say you're not who you say you are? Surely I'm not the only one that's ever had that. Those insecurities about should I go talk to this person or talk to that person? When you're all ready to go and it's, I don't know if I should talk to him. Where does that come from? Because the Lord gave you a word for somebody. Amen? So next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, and the Ohite. As one of the three mighty warriors, he was with David when they taunted the Philistines, gathered at Pas Damim, is that D-A-M-M-I-M, for battle. Then the Israelites retreated, but Eleazar stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having your hands stuck firmly on the Word of God. Hanging on, not to the world, but to God's Word. Amen? It is the ultimate authority, whether people believe it or not. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Until his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. Let me tell you, there's been many days, and I talked about it on Sunday, of when we grow tired, and that's why we get and we fellowship with other believers, because sometimes we're not always all strong, are we? Sometimes we need a friend to come along and help us through. Sometimes we need somebody to encourage us when we've had a rough week. Sometimes you need some encouragement when you've been denied 32 times.
Come on.
Come on. I know you. I know all you are inviting people to church. I know all of you are inviting people, but you've got to remember, we're in the days of the great falling away, and people are rejecting the very hand that feeds them.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Amen.
You have people that you love and care for, and we know that you're inviting people. We know that you're sharing the gospel, so stand strong knowing that you're successful in sharing the gospel, because not everyone is going to say yes, and they're going to give an account someday, and your face is going to be on the big jumbo screen. They're going to say, I had this person ministered to you for years and you still wouldn't come to me, away from me, you, right? Something about iniquity is in there. That worker of iniquity, right?
Yeah.
I never knew you, depart from me. You don't want to be that Matthew chapter 7 Christian, but let me tell you, there's going to be people that don't make it.
Yeah.
Whether anybody believes me and think I hit my head or not, that's what the Word of God says.
That's right.
That false doctrine that everybody gets in is not in here.
That's right.
Not everybody makes it. You have to make a profession of faith. Believe in your heart. Say with your mouth. Confess, Jesus is Lord of my life. Repent and turn. Amen. Why? So the time of refreshing may come. When you take your last breath, let me tell you, there's your ultimate time of refreshing. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
There you go.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's important that we stand strong, because the Bible says that you have to endure to the end to be saved.
Amen.
Well, it's a marathon, folks. Those watching me, it's not a one and done. I'm good forever. I can go back and do what I ever do. It's you've got to keep your hand to the plow. Doesn't it say that those that take their hand off the plow are unfit for the kingdom? Right? Come on, I'm preaching better than your amen. Because it's not to put condemnation on people, but to awaken them that if they don't repent and turn,
come on,
they're going to meet their maker, and they may not like the outcome. Remember Driven by Eternity? Remember Aphabel? A lot of people were surprised when they thought everything was good. They can live a double standard. They looked all good at church, but they go out and living like the world.
Yeah.
Which one are you hanging on to? The Bible says come out and be separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, there you're preaching again. Well, I have to stand on this Word of God. Okay? The Word of God says, the Lord brought about a great victory that day. Amen.
Amen.
You know why He brought it? Because they stood strong. Hello? You need to stay strong. You need to hang on to this word. You may be the only one in your house, but you got to stand strong.
Amen.
You may be the only one in your family, but you got to stand strong. You got to hang on to the Word of God. You got to hang on to prayer. You can't give up. You got to keep going. You got to keep planting seeds. Keep sharing the gospel. Amen. Come on, somebody. You got to keep steadfast for the Lord. Even when you're rejected.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Oh, come on. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead. Isn't that something, how some people, they want the bennies, but they don't want to work what you have to do to get it?
Oh, come on, Chris.
Oh, right?
Come on.
You got to teach them and say, listen, this has been a marathon for me to get where I'm at today. And I still go through battles.
That's right.
I still go through heartache. I still go through tough times. I still go through financial issues, but I know who's my provider.
Yes. Amen.
Everything isn't always Pizza Fridays at my house either, folks. It isn't ice cream and pizza every day. There's some days of ramen noodles. I love a good steak and a good brisket, but sometimes you got to have some hot dogs and some ramen noodles a few times. Maybe you got to fast a couple meals. Some things only get resolved by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
So verse 11, next to him was Shammah, son of Agi the Harite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils. Have you ever felt like there's a whole bunch of evil forces coming at you at one time? It isn't just like one. It's like they're just surrounding the troops. But let me tell you, there's one that's bigger than them.
Amen.
I remember in my mind, this is how I fight my battles. You got to praise your way to victory, folks. Because you know what happens? The devil gets you not thinking about praise, not thinking about prayer, not thinking about the word, because we're focused on our problems like Peter and what the wind is blowing. You know what we do? I just need a break.
Uh-oh.
You might think I'm preaching at you, but let me tell you, all I've done on Sunday and today so far is preach to myself. That is all I'm doing, folks. So if you're getting anything, I'm reminding myself, you've got to stand strong on this. And all I did on Sunday was replay the broadcast so I could learn what I was preaching. Amen. When the Philistines banded together, well, you know, I see that. There's a whole bunch of evil banding together trying to take for some good people. I think I saw something on Monday that happened. Just something kind of happened on Monday in the news of some people that banded together, but you know, you can fend for yourself and see what happened on that. But because you know we're gonna have to stand strong, because if evil will do that to a president, you think they're concerned about you any? You better be ready to stand strong, folks, because we're in a new realm.
That's right.
You're in a new realm. When you have people that don't care about the Constitution and make their own rules, you better be ready to stand strong and know who your God is.
Yeah.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to get into politics, but you got to have a healthy balance, because one part of me doesn't want any part of that, but you got to know what's going on. And the other part of me says, you've got to stay focused on the Word of God, because the world's a mess and this is your answer.
Yes.
So it's a strange balance for me as I teach, because the times are lining up, but then you got to get back in here and go, focus, focus, focus.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
There was a field banded together at a place where there was a field of lentils. Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. Is that applicable today?
Yes. Absolutely.
We're going to have to take a stand, one or the other. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled apart like a chicken bone.
That's right.
You either stand on this, and you're all in, or just let it go and live the best life you can, because this is the only heaven you're ever going to know.
That's a
word. That's a good word. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. If it's undesirable to you,
uh-oh,
choose.
Come on.
Don't have one foot in, one foot out. Again, it's not at you. I preach what the Lord gives me and how He's got me on the potter's wheel. Hello?
Amen.
So I don't want you to leave and be all mad at me. I've probably lost a few on the broadcast already. But it's good word. It's about encouraging each other to stand for what you believe in and not compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Compromise will not get you into heaven.
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
So in addition to that, I'd like for you to go to Psalm 94 with me. Psalm 94, 16. I've got a verse for you today. And when you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those watching, Psalm 94 and 16. The Word of God says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" You're either on the Lord's side or you're on the devil's side.
Yeah, come on.
And there is no demilitarized zone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Ron Canole. In these days, knowing what you know, in these days, knowing that you were born for just a time as this, knowing that there's false prophets, knowing that there's deception in the land, there's those that say, "I'm all right, you're all right." There's some that don't understand Revelation 21. We're going to get there in a minute. Who amongst you will rise up for me against the evildoers? I can tell you that I'll rise up and I'll help protect your pea patch.
Come on. Come on, Pastor.
I'll help guard your lentils.
That's right.
I'll guard your family.
That's right.
Someone's attacking your daughter, I'm right there with you. There's someone attacking your son, I'm right there with you.
Amen.
There's one's attacking your family, I'm right there with you.
That's right.
One attack, you got to know who's on your side. Because we live in a land where people are talking out both sides of their mouth and they're double-minded and they're unstable as can be because you don't know if they're committed or they're not committed.
Come on.
It's time for us to make a stand and say with our mouth and speak, confess with our mouth, "I'm on the Lord's side."
Yes.
And I'll fight with you.
Yes,
come on, there you go. Come on. It's time to get rid of this wishy-washy, "Oh, I got 1 foot in, I got 1 foot out, I got 1 foot in, I got 1 foot out."
Amen.
Don't worry, I'm preaching to myself. I got to watch it too. Because the Lord's wanting us to rise up to a new level, but you can't rise up to the new level where He's taking you if you're still looking at what's in the back mirror. You can't go forward if you're still wanting to go back to the leeks and the bricks and the straw. Remember how they murmured against pastors? Pastor Moses? "Oh, I just want to go back. I was so much better back in my mess. You just led us all this way out to die," even though God was right there getting ready to open up the greatest victory for them, and they couldn't see it right in front of their face. And all they had to do was take a stand and say, "I'm with you, Pastor Moses.
Come on. Come on.
Right.
I'll help share the gospel. I'll sow seeds with you, because now I understand that I'm still successful when they deny it."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, whew, whew. Talk about change your way of thinking as an evangelist, huh? You thought that you were only good as evangelist if everybody comes to church and there's 500 people here and everybody you talk to says yes to Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that thought has not been through at least one person in this room. Because it happens to me going, "Man, I've been trying. I've even invited people. I've even told them I'll come buy them groceries. I'll buy them food. I'll do what I've been trying." You know what I'm saying? Whatever the cost, right? That's what Pastor Glenn would say. Whatever I got to do. Right? Have I encouraged you yet? It's more than just a teaching. It's about awakening something in me that encourages you to do what you're called to do. I'm trying to walk into what God has me to do, because I can't do it all, nor can you. We're each here for a reason. We're each here to be a part of the team, because there's no I in team. So every one of us has a place here. You can't take off this finger and do what you need to do. You can't take off this hand and do what you need to do. You can't take off this leg and do what you need to do. We're all working together for the goal to fill heaven. To fill heaven. And you can't fill heaven if you're not planting seeds. Right?
Come on.
Someone planted a seed in me over Crab Ragoons. It took. Just saying. So who will rise up? It's August. Who wants to rise up and finish 2022 strong?
Yes, amen. Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Right? Let's finish the race strong. Grab a cool drink of water. Get in your Bible. Get in your audio Bible. Shut off the phone for a little bit.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Right? Turn it off. Get in this word and at least spend a few minutes in your audio Bible. Kick back in your chair. Get it in there on your way to work. Put it in your vehicle. Turn on your Bluetooth. Listen to it.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? Use that technology for something good as opposed to a distraction. Come on,
no, come on.
Right?
Come on.
I know. I guess I am doing a little shepherding, but you got to wake the giant in you.
There you go.
You got to awake something in you that says, I'm going to finish strong for 2022, no matter the Philistines that are all around me. They've all ganged up and said, we're going to stop that one. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It doesn't matter what you do to me. I've made a confession of faith. Had I sinned? Yes. Did I do things in the past? Yes. But I'm born again. And the word says you must be born again. Otherwise, you can't even see the kingdom. You can't even get to the kingdom. You must. John chapter 3. Read it. You can't even get there unless you're born again. Right? Amen. But I have a concern. Like the Apostle Paul, I have a concern in these times. So go with me into 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to read from the NLT, if you don't mind, as you guys are following there. But I have a concern like the Apostle Paul. And it's a concern for myself and for others, because I know where I've been, I know what's happened to me, and I know how I've been deceived in the past. And I've been led astray by those that said that they were pastors, that they were men and women of God. And I believed the lie, and I don't want to be damned.
Amen.
I want the truth. I want to stand on the truth. I have to separate myself from the junk.
Yeah,
I have to get connected to the Word. I have to get connected to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
In 2 Corinthians 11, it says in the New Living Translation, I'll read this to you. I hope you will put up with me a little more of my foolishness. I hope you will put up with me, because the rest of 2022, I'm going to finish strong. I can have every Philistine on me. You can have every. We're going to finish strong. And you have to say to yourself, I'm going to finish strong. And to many, they think that's foolishness. They think you just fell. Why don't you just give up? Oh, no. No, you don't put me between a rock and a hard spot. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep sowing seed. I know what God has done for me. I can tell you a testimony a mile long of where He has helped me with my finances, how He resolved $300,000 worth of debt, how He helped me, how He helped me move, how it was looked impossible that my house was not the way it needed to be, but I found people. The Lord led people to me to help me in the storm. When I had no garage roof, there was people to help me. Don't tell me that God can't. He can. Don't tell me He cannot, because He can.
That's right. Amen.
Come
And you stand strong knowing that He can. He's not the God of can't. That's going back. Can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens who? Put your name there. He can. He can make a way.
Come on.
The most largest, strongest, hardest, overwhelming storms and battles usually occur right before your biggest victory. If you don't give up.
Yeah, come on.
If you stand strong. If you hang on to the Word. If you say, for me and my house.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on. Yeah. So here we go. Please bear with me. For I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God Himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. But I fear, this is where I'm at, but I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. I.e., Warsaw, Indiana. I fear that the undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. Verse 4, you happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. I'm fearful of those that will so easily lay down their sword and pick up something else that doesn't line up with this. And they're trying to find themselves pastors and teachers and all these different churches that appeal to their itching ears that will help them feel good about the lifestyle that they're in.
That's right, that's right.
Now that may seem hard, but let me tell you, I had to learn that life's lesson the hard way. Praise God I'm at a church that stands strong on the Word of God, that even when I was taught wrong, even when I had to relearn it hurt, come on. How many of us have had to relearn stuff that we put our complete confidence in the person that was speaking to us? Mainly because we were like a child and we didn't know any better. Don't leave me up here all by myself, because it's messed with a lot of us, and we've been hurt more by church hurt than we've been hurt by any sinner in the world.
Amen.
It hurts far worse. And those that are watching me, if you've been hurt by church hurt, let me tell you, I know what it's like. And I know that you're in a transition of, do you give up or do you hang on? And let me tell you, hang on and get here to the river.
Amen.
You want to give up. You're like, well, if that's not true, what's true? I feel like Pilate. I don't even know what's true anymore. Because you were so focused on like that it was solid. Only to find yourself like, that doesn't line up with this. Right?
God bless you,
sir. Amen? So if that's you listening, it's time for you to make a change. There's a lot of people just sitting back right now, and they're in this wilderness right now. They were in church. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. I've been here. I've been in this spot right here. They were in church, and they were dedicated believers, helpers, servers, dedicated to the Lord. Get some bad teaching, get some hirelings, get some church hurt going, and then what do they do? They sit in this, they're like in an airplane. They're just in this 360 spin, and they don't know how to get out of it, and you're in this church hurt mode, and you're like, I believed a lie. Well, yes, you did, but it's time to repent, turn, and get into a church that will love you and tell you the truth.
Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Come out and be separate, and let's start today a new day. Amen? How many of you have ever been there with me? Come on. You know I'm talking the truth. You're doing everything you can because you love the Lord. I honestly believe that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people out there that love the Lord, but they've been hurt by church, and they don't know where to turn. Here's your invite. Planting seeds. Here's a place. Sunday. 10 a.m. Come see a place. Come see a place.
Amen.
Come to the river and get healed. Get a new start. Let's start anew. I've been there. You're going to get loved on. You're going to get helped. You're not going to get judged. Just speaking from my heart. Because I've been there. I've been in that place. And let me tell you, it felt hopeless. Tell me I'm wrong. Where do I go now? Now what do I do? Right? And then all of a sudden someone's getting crab goo next to you. So anyway, we'll keep going. Why is this important? Because you got to stand on... I told you Sunday. I said, if you don't stand for something, you're going to bow down to everything.
That's right.
And if you bow down to everything and you don't take what you've learned and be like the Bereans and study this and say, okay, I'm obviously wrong. I'm obviously got a wrong thing. And I get in here and I go, let's just read it until I get it.
Come on.
You all know that I don't have all the dozens and dozens of years like Pastor. You all know that. But you go where you are and you start where you are and you read where you are and you pray where you are and you do what God has you to do. And you don't worry about someone else. And please don't judge yourself to anybody else because it's not going to do yourself any good.
That's right.
Everybody's on a different walk and you have to just grow in where you're at.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. Amen?
Amen.
So look at this. Now go with me into, I don't know how I'm doing on time, but I'm just going to go. You guys okay?
Good.
I know you're warm, but go with me into Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. All the way at the end of your Bible. Revelation 21, verse 7. I have this highlighted in my Bible because this is what I'm talking about of living in a land that has perverted the Word of God and doesn't stand true on what it says. And we need to clearly divide, rightly divide the Word of God and know what it says. And the Bible says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Yeah. Come on.
How do you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You don't have to know this entire Bible backwards and forwards. All you got to know is that what God has done for you, and you share what God has done for you, because no one can take that away from you.
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
But there's a problem. Verse 8 says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem because I've not hit the bullseye. The Bible says that all have fallen short.
Yeah, come on.
But the cowardly, you know, I wonder if that's in there first, that God hates a coward. It's time for us to rise up and be bold. The unbelieving, the sexually or immoral. Do you see that running rampant today?
Yes.
What does your Bible say? It says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns. Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Well, you have a big problem then if you haven't repented. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe, not be unbelieving, but believe, shall have everlasting life, right? Eternal life. So we've fallen short. And God sent his Son. He paid the price for us. You can't get to heaven on your own. You can't do enough good works. It's like Pastor was saying. There's a problem in the land because many want to take this out and say, I'm all right, you're all right. And the Bible has a standard, and that's why we must repent and turn to get forgiveness.
Come on.
Otherwise, why did Jesus come? God sent His Son, died in our place, that if we would ask for forgiveness, and when we mess up, and we will, we get right. It's not once saved, always saved. That's the goal. But how many of us can control this untamable tongue? Right? But there's many that want to say, well, this person's, everybody's in. Everybody, well, there are people that are not going to make it. And God sent His Son, Jesus, that if we would believe on Him, confess with our mouth, believe in your heart, you shall be saved. So guess what? That's the good news. Here's the problem. Here's the sickness. Here's the disease. But people don't recognize the sickness. But the solution, the healing, is Jesus.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
How is it that people want to take away the sickness and make it all-inclusive? Then Jesus would have came for no reason. But we know that He came for a reason. He came for a purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yeah.
Me. Praise God. Praise God that He took the beating for me. He took the spear for me. They nailed His hands because of me and for each one of us.
Amen.
And all we have to do is acknowledge that we've fallen short. That's all we got to do. You'll never repent and turn until you recognize that you have a sickness. Until I recognize that I have a sickness, I won't seek the cure.
That's right. That's a good word.
And we must help people realize that there's a sickness that they don't see. And you can plant the seed of hope. That, hey, I've got the cure. I'm carrying the cure to what ails you. I'm a hope bringer.
Yeah. Praise God.
I have the medicine. Mm-hmm. I have the ointment. I have the bandage to heal you of the sickness, the addictions,
there you go.
The pain, the hurt. But you have to come to realize that we've all fallen short and then receive that free gift from God. Oh, praise God that I'm standing among some people that recognize that we've all fallen short. And now you recognize you hold the cure.
Amen.
This is the cure to those that are sick around you. Don't you want to go distribute it?
Amen.
Or do you want to put a mask on it?
Uh-oh. Come on. Come on.
Huh? Do you want to allow the enemy to put a mask on you and muzzle you that keeps you from spreading the cure? Take it off.
Yes.
And go forward.
Amen.
How can they be saved unless you've been sent? How beautiful are the feet of the messengers that share the good news, the hope of God, the cure to what ails them. You know people that have addictions. Here's the cure. You know people that are fighting depression. Here's the cure.
Yes.
You know people that are having financial problems. Here's the cure.
Yes.
You know people that are having marital problems. Here's the cure.
Amen.
You know people that have hopelessness and they don't know which way to turn.
Amen.
It's like Prego. It's in there.
Yes.
Do I have it all figured out? No. But I'm learning that we must be the ones that shed and share the hope.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory be to God. So now, I'm going to move on. I'm moving quickly now. I think you got the foundation of the teaching tonight. To empower you to take the cure out to a sick and dying world.
Yes. Praise God.
Glory be to God. Go with me into Luke chapter 15, and we're getting ready to wind this up for tonight. I think we're winding it, getting your Energizer Bunny ready to go. Luke chapter 15, and when you're there, say amen, right in the middle of your Bible. Glory be to God. Then, somebody say then.
Yeah.
Then. That's kind of like one of those then now words, right? Something's getting stirred up in your spirit tonight. That I feel like if you allow God to do something great today, it's going to launch you into a whole new level this week. Verse 15, 1 says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. How about that? How about being a world changer for Jesus? That you are one that is attracting people to the cure. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, uh-oh, those religious Philistines are going to come out of the woodwork when you start realizing who you are. I'll just drop that nugget out there for you. And you're going to have to realize that you've been called and placed here and born for just a time as this. Don't let the religious folk and the Philistines take away your victory. Don't let them take away your lentil patch. Because you got a mission field that you're getting ready to be launched into if you recognize and let that which is in you get woken up.
Come on.
And do what you're called to do.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
The Pharisees and the scribes were complaining. They don't have the right medicine. They have a twisted medicine. They have a medicine that you can't take that kind of medicine without finding yourself in some trouble 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe a year down the road when you take that medicine. You want to be careful what medicine you're taking these days. You think somebody's on your side, they may not be on your side because they're part of the Philistine camp. And then you're going to find yourself wishing you'd have been in the Lord's camp and listened to the instructions of those that were in the Lord's camp, but those reject it and they don't.
Come on.
And you're going to find yourself in trouble when you don't stay on the Lord's side. Because there's some bad medicine out there.
Come on.
If they just listened, wouldn't be having the trouble they're having. And now all I can do is say, repent and turn and pray to God that there would be a new refreshing in your life. Because this is the only good medicine.
Amen.
This is the one that solves your problems. Hello?
Amen.
The Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. You betcha. You're not offended by people that sin, are you? You were in the same camp they were one time. I know I'm running into overtime mode, but I just feel the presence of the Lord tonight. That, you know, it's time for us to come out and be separate. Know which world we're standing in. Then go back and go get them and draw them out of the mess so that they may be saved.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
This man receives sinners each. You betcha. I'm gonna. Because if you're offended by their sin, how are you going to reach them?
Exactly.
I was one of the chiefest sinners. I was good at it. And I liked it. Don't kid yourself. You leave me up here all by myself. I know. We were good at it.
Amen.
We had no intentions of turning until the Lord got a hold of us.
That's right.
And you won't have any intentions of turning from what is against this Bible until the Lord reveals it to you, or you take this word of God and share some medicine and says, listen, if you're part of this lion club, we need to cast that lion devil out.
Yeah.
Because your eternity is headed downward, not upward.
Yeah. Come on.
Repent and turn. Do you know people that just, they can't help themselves but lie?
Yeah.
I see it every day. I'm just like, they can look at you straight in the face and lie right to you, thinking that you're just an idiot. Praise God for discernment.
Amen.
Because I have called some people out so many times, I'm like, you're telling me one thing, but your heart is far from me.
That's right.
This man receives sinners and eats with them. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. That's who he's talking about, this man, capital M. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And then he came home. And when he came home, when he comes home, he calls together his friends. Oh, let's have a party. We need to have a brisket party. He calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. I'm looking for the one, folks. The one-on-one. Sharing Jesus one-on-one. You're going to hear this again. The one-on-one. I can share it on Facebook. I got it. I can share it and do whatever. And all those things work. Tracks, postings, all those things are getting the gospel out. But let me tell you, the biggest influence I've ever had in my life and helped me spiritually is when that man right there sat with me in a chair for hours and helped me get through my mess. Come on. Come on. He could have sent me text. He could have called me, did whatever. But when someone sits down and they take time out of their day, God bless you, Pastor. See, it just comes out. Because the one-on-one is where that man shines. The one-on-one is where Pastor Glenn shines. It's not a trick. It's not, but it's developing that compassion that you want to impart and help someone, not look down at them and be complaining. Not tell them all the things they're done wrong. But they have to know what the disease is, otherwise they won't accept the cure. Yes. So you're in essence, you're one who's taking the cure to the sick.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
I'm looking for the one. I'm going to pray, Lord, help me. Help me to be better in this area. The one-on-one. Who are you praying for at night? Target them in prayer.
That's right. That's right.
And then go talk to them. Lord, what would you have me to say? Amen? So go with me now. I'm leading you down a path. Matthew 28 and 16 says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Matthew 28 and 16. I have highlighted to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. If you're not in prayer, how can you hear from the Lord to know where you should be going? Otherwise, you're just walking aimlessly all over the place and exhausting yourself, trying to do good. But you need to first get and stand strong in the Word, be standing strong in prayer, and then go.
Amen.
And you're going forward because that's the way the Lord moves, as He moves forward.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll find yourself weary because you're just throwing your seed everywhere and the birds are eating it over here, the birds are eating it over there, and the evil one is stealing the seeds that you're planting. But there's something here. Jesus had told them to go. Where is the Lord leading you, Christians?
Come on.
Where's the Lord leading you? If you don't know, pray. Let's talk. It's important.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will wear yourselves out trying to do a good thing only to know that you're like that. You remember that one time I ministered about that guy in the Titanic? Where he was a minister and there was people bobbing and floating and he was going to them one by one. Are they going to receive Jesus? Boom, go, boom, go, boom. You're going to perish. Which way are you going to go, right? I know this was supposed to be a 20-minute teaching and I just blew the whole time all up. But you know, when the Lord's moving, you just obey the Lord.
Amen.
Because we got to go somewhere in 2022 still.
Yes.
We got to finish the race strong.
Amen.
Amen? We don't want to look back on 22 and go, well, I wish I would have. I wish I could have. I would have, but. No. Get the butt out.
Right.
You see, that's part of that getting rid of us. We got to get the butt out and get focused on God. Amen?
Amen.
Where's Jesus having us to go? In verse 17, when they saw him, so you're going to go to the Lord in prayer tonight and this week, and you're going to pray for somebody, and you're going to pray who the Lord has put on your heart, and you're going to go looking for one for this weekend. You're not going to sit at home, because the Lord's going to just mess with you now, because the seed's been planted, somebody's going to water it, and the Lord's going to lay something on your heart, somebody on your heart, and even if they don't sit in the seat with you Sunday, you know that you've made a difference, you're successful because you are obedient to where God wanted you to go. It's up to them to decide, yay or nay.
Yeah, come on.
They have free will, just like you had for half your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Took me 20-some years before I got right with the Lord. Hello? When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Don't be in that camp tonight. Don't be in that camp. I want you to hang on.
Yes.
I want you to stand strong. Those of you that are going through hard times, I want to plant a seed of hope into you tonight to hang on. Don't doubt. Starve your fears and feed your faith, Pastor Summerall would say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're going through something, which we all can and all will, stand strong.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Hang on to what God has promised. Stand strong. Believe. Go forward. Don't look back. Don't doubt, but believe. Don't be unbelieving, but believing. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want you to be in the unbelieving camp. I want you to be in the believing camp.
Yes.
I got four more minutes. I can do this. I can do it. But some doubted. Look at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, you know, some of you just need to hear from the Lord tonight. Some of you need to be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord, and you need to hear from the Lord direction. You need to hear his voice to have peace again. Some of you need to know where to go, who to talk to, what to do, and you need Jesus to talk to you and let his word jump off the pages at you and bring some hope. Amen?
Amen?
Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go, he says. You can't spell God without go, Pastor Burkhart would say.
Right.
You've got to go and put some legs on those prayers and remember who you are in Christ. Remember what your mission is. Remember that you are successful as a seed planter. Whether they follow you or whether they don't, whether they accept the Lord right then or they don't, you never know, you might be the last one they talk to. So go. Go. Do it. Do it. Do it. Greater is he that's in me than he who's in the world. In other words, you've got to come out separate from the world and know who you are and say to yourself, greater am I. Right? Greater is he.
Come on.
You can do all things if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. How can you make a disciple if you are not planted on this word? You're going to lead somebody astray. Thus, my problem at times. It's why I'm cautious now. It's why it takes me extra time. Because I've been down rabbit trails only to believe something that wasn't in here. I don't want to make a false convert. I don't want to make a false disciple. You don't either. It says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Everything you're getting tonight, everything you got Sunday, is what the Lord is working on me and telling me. And all I'm doing is giving it back to you. That's how I minister. It's never to preach at you.
Come on.
It's to identify that we like Adam, have fell short and are of diseased bodies, and we need to be taking in the cure. Right? Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And here we are, right on 8 o'clock, and the Lord's still with us. And as you go and as you stand strong, He's reminding you as you go that you're not on this path alone.
Amen.
You may feel like you're all alone out there and that no one's on your side. But let me tell you, you have a church family that's on your side. You have believers that are on your side. You have the Lord who's on your side. All you got to do now is believe in the Lord and believe in you.
Yeah.
Believe in you.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding.
Come on.
Go in faith, believing, not unbelieving.
Right?
Right? So those that you have a need out there, I pray that this word has been an encouragement to you as seeds of hope. Don't let go of this. Come out and be separate from the world, but come take a hold of this very word. It'll bless you. It'll encourage you. It'll help you get out of that 360 airplane mode. It'll help get out of that miry clay. It'll help the finances. It'll help the marriage. It'll help the health. I pray that you would take me seriously while there's still time, because we're running out of time.
Yes.
While there's still breath, I pray that you would take me seriously and know that we are a church family and a people that do care for those that are listening. Those may be on the Podbean or the podcast or Facebook or Meta or what, all, anywhere that you may hear this, that they would see people that care about them. And that's our greatest message, to know that we have a message of hope. We have the cure. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Call us. Get a hold of us. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to us here at The River, you can email us at study@riverwc.org. Again, that's email to study@riverwc.org. God bless you.